Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development at Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and by phone today we have Steve Wenzel, an instructor at Central Lakes College in Brainerd, Minnesota, a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, a longtime legislator and former chair of the Ag Committee in the House, and a former state director for USDA. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be on this program today on rural issues and how they impact on rural Minnesota.
Well, on last week's show, we talked about the unprecedented move by the state legislature this past session to award more funding to the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities System, or MINSCU, compared to the University of Minnesota. And one of the things you said last week, Steve, was how the University of Minnesota really has access to more resources. I was wondering if you might elaborate a little bit more on that.
They receive, as you know, Jim, federal research dollars. They are a land-grant institution deeply involved in great research. The University of Minnesota receives average each year from Uncle Sam, federal government, about $600 to $900 million in federal research dollars. That's a lot. That's a big portion of their budget. And it's important that that work and other research institutions receive similar amounts, such as Iowa State University, University of Iowa. Those are all great land-grant institutions. So in that regard, I was really pleased. Representative Knobloch and Representative Bud Nornes of Fergus Falls, they provided the leadership that I think greatly impacts positively the people of rural Minnesota for the at least the near future, these institutions to catch up from where we were.
And part of their thinking there, right, was we just keep seeing tuition going up, 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 and it's becoming harder and harder for these students to pay the bills.
Exactly, and students are, as you know, are graduating with horrific debt. You know, I was around long enough in the legislature, Jim, to remember when tuition was free for attending college and vocational school for vocational education. In other words, there was no tuition up until 1983. It was the 1982 session that established tuition for the first time per credit of $1. And we did that at that time so that students attending vocational school were able to contribute something toward their education. But in those years, and I was one of those who opposed it on the House floor, I spoke up and I said, this is the fox at the door because of the fact that we start this, there's going to be no end to it. Well, now, when we merged the system, as you know, back in 94, the vocational schools, they were separate with the community colleges and the state universities. We made the tuition all the same. So tuition now, they pay about $500 for a three-credit course. So we've gone from where it was free to where the students attending vocational rural schools are paying the same as those attending state universities. And that negatively impacts, in my opinion, rural Minnesota.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Wenzel, he is an instructor at Central Lakes College in Brainerd, Minnesota, also a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, longtime legislator and former state director for the USDA. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.